Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Teach Me Sweden with Jonathan Rollins.
Och Erik Broström.
In this episode we're going to learn about Gunnar Tengelin.
Precis, en spännande man på en spännande resa, kan man säga, utan att säga för mycket.
It's going to be a little bit about boats.
Ja, det kommer vara lite romance.
Yeah, a little romance. There's a little ice.
Ja,
I don't want to give too much away.
För den som älskar sin drink kall.
Yes. Kan man säga. And if they like it so much that they'll be locked away.
Jaha. Också kända filmreferenser och vad ska man säga, en spännande historia.
Yes. Yes. So stay tuned. Gunnar Tengelin. Here we go.
Boom.
Podcast is I'm going to try to learn about Sweden.
Och du har anställt mig, eller du har tagit mig för att lära dig.
Yeah.
Det.
And you kind of suck at Swedish history.
Ja, men jag är väldigt bra på att gissa.
Okay, nice. How's your summer been?
Det var bra. Hur var din?
Good, man. A lot of stand-up's back, so I'm doing a lot of stand-up.
Just det.
I am a stand-up comedian. Eric is an improv comic. Did you say that?
Ja, just.
Improvisational comedian.
Ja.
And we know each other through podcasts, and that's how we became friends or acquaintances. I don't know if we say friends, right?
Wouldn't that be snot? Weird? Yeah. Snot.
But we got to know each other through Comorder on or podcasting together on there, and it's always a good time together. And you also helped work on my album, my full album,
klassiker.
Johnny Newflower.
Yeah,
Johnny Newflower.
Om man hör en trumma som är offbeat, då är det jag.
So we've always had a good time, and I've wanted to most of my stuff, I'd say my persona, my profile in Swedish media has been the curious American. I started out with my podcast, the Power Meeting podcast, trying to, you know, talk about, give my perspective from the American side with my two, you know, MTV generation Swedish friends about stuff going on in the world. And then, you know, gave my perspective on the election in the U.S.
Just det.
Stuff like that. Talked about, and then I kind of became the Sweden's Black American representative during the Black Lives Matter stuff.
Oh, jävlar. Alltså, du var ju med varje dag, typ. Eller, ja, men du var med ofta.
Yeah, and a lot of things. Giving my perspective. And I've been appreciating that. And gave back by trying to continue learning stuff about Sweden. Including my reaction videos.
Just det, med svensk popmusik.
Yeah, learning about Swedish music.
Hur många har du gjort nu?
I did over 100.
Har du gjort 100 låtar? Har du gjort över 100 låtar?
Over 100, I think it's 105.
Shit.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to check that out, check it out on YouTube. And then I also did a series for P3, Morgonpasset, where I reacted to movies that I watched, Swedish classic movies.
Uh-huh.
So I've done that as well. And now I feel like it's time for me to just go all in on Swedish history.
Lära sig vad som hände förr.
Yeah.
What inte
happened
bara här
in the past, yeah, to get us to where we are now.
Inga jävla ABBA och vad heter det? Film, svensk film. Säg en film du har sett.
Ingmar Bergman,
precis. Yeah. Inga jävla Ingmar Bergman.
Yeah. Utan it's good to see how much you know already.
Det här kommer sluta i katastrof. Jag kan inte säga en regissör i Sverige. Det kommer gå asbra. Ja, men precis. Nu är det mer bort med fiktionen, in med liksom fakta och historien. Ja.
Yeah, so we're gonna go through some of these stories, and sometimes I'll bring them, and sometimes Eric's gonna bring them, and sometimes a guest will just hop in and tell us something. So we're gonna learn together. Maybe you'll know, but we'll delve into these things together.
Och det är väldigt transparent. Jag vet ju inte vad du har tagit med dig, och du kommer inte veta vad jag tar med mig heller.
No, it's always gonna be a secret. Yeah. What we bring, because that's, you know, that's why I needed somebody with improvisational skills.
Exactly.
Because none of this is going to be scripted. I'm just going to read what I know, And then we'll hop in to these things.
Nu kör vi!
Okay.
Jävlar.
My story is going to be in English.
Yes.
I, for the listeners, understand Swedish fully. I consider myself fluent. But I will be speaking English. And we normally communicate with you, not in writing, but in person. You normally speak to me in Swedish, which I appreciate.
Uh-huh.
And I speak to you in English.
Men jag tycker det är skönt. Det är bra. Man blir bättre på ett språk om folk pratar det språket med dig.
Yeah, yeah.
Jag har väldigt många engelska kompisar som de hajar typ. Men alla svenskar blir så exalterade över att prata engelska med engelsmän. Yeah. Så då lär man sig aldrig någonting. För alla bara säger, hey man, what's going on? Och slänger sig med saker de har hört i filmer och grejer. Och då blir det så här, ja, men jag kommer aldrig lära mig något. Jag tycker du är skitbra på att förstå svenska. Ja, det var en cred.
I think my wife's family thought it was important that I learned it. And I took it seriously, and you know, now I can do stuff like this. I could be a part of Swedish media.
Snyggt.
Because of that, so I appreciate that. So I'm gonna tell you the story about a man named Gunnar Isidor Tenglin. Have you heard of this man?
Isidor.
Isidor.
Det finns ju en komiker som, men det är inte
yeah,
han.
Shout out to Isidor. We know him. He's a magician and comedian.
Det kanske är en släkting.
Yeah, maybe.
Familjenamn.
Passed down to this this comedian magician that we know.
Okay. Vem var Gunnar då?
Gunnar was born on March 2nd, 1887.
Oj.
In Stockholm. He was the son of Gustav and Hilda Blom Tenglin. And then he moved to the U.S. 1903. Told his mom, I'm going to the U.S. See what's going on over there. I need some slaves. And no, I'm just kidding. He didn't say it for but he wanted to go over there. And he moved. He said he wanted to go to the budding metropolis of Shaquoquan, Iowa.
Va? Vem hade ljugit för honom?
I don't know.
Det kan inte varit en metropol. 1903. Men och flytta till USA 1903, det är ju inte som att flytta till USA idag.
Right.
Det är mycket lättare att komma in. Nej, jag skojar bara.
Build that wall.
Det måste ju ta flera månader att åka dit. Det är ju fan.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Att man ens gjorde det, det är helt sjukt.
You're touching on to the topic here too. I like that. He recalled later that the city of Shaquoquan. I got a cousin named Shaquoquan.
Okay, but it's funny.
No, it's Shaquoquan. That's what it is. Shaquoquan, Iowa. A lot of places in the U.S. are named after Native Americans.
Yeah. Oh, I used to.
And I think this is one of them. But it contained 3,000 Swedes and 4 Swedish churches.
That was the appeal.
Yes.
Like, han vill inte flytta från Sverige egentligen.
Not quite. This was U.S. light. And he said that there were 4 Swedish churches and 5 if you count West Burlington. So this is 1903.
Oh, shit.
And he told his mom, I'm going to come back. Give me 5 years. I'm on a 5-year plan. And I'll come back.
Okay.
Yeah. So he ended up moving to Burlington. He was tired of that Shaquoquan shit.
He was like, so klart.
Gotta go to the big city of Burlington, Iowa, which is one of the bigger cities in Iowa. And he worked on crews cutting ice.
Shit.
From the Mississippi River.
Iowa ligger väl typ i centralt uppåt, är det inte så?
Exactly, yeah.
Varför drog alla svenskar dit? För det är samma sak med
Minneapolis, right?
Minnesota. Man säger, varför, om ni åker till ett annat land, varför åker ni inte till Florida? Det är så jävla dumt.
Well, about Florida, this was 1887. I think Florida becomes a state in the 1880s.
Ja.
It's a pretty new state.
Okay.
So that's
så folk var fortfarande lite skeptiska. Yeah. Det var så här, jag vet inte, det är inte riktigt vårt.
It was still marsh and alligators and shit.
Okay.
It wasn't like built up. I can understand it, but even like Carolina, like on the east coast in the center.
Och New York finns ju och frodas.
Yeah.
Det var fan.
And it's a main port. Yeah, they could have.
Fast fruktansvärt våldsamt har jag sett en Scorsese-film. Gangs of New York, det är inte det. Det är väl typ i den här tiden. Det kändes inte som att man gick ut på gatan.
I'll go to Iowa. I'm not trying to fight a barber today.
Vill du bo i New York eller vill du frakta is? Is.
And he did that out of the Mississippi River. And the reason he did it is because he could not speak English. So he's like, moved to Swedish town in Iowa. And didn't know English. And then later he got a job at a farm. And he learned how to speak English on that farm. So he's coming along, man.
Yeah.
In 1908, he said, hey, I said 5 years, I'm coming back, man. So on the April 6th, he moved back. That was almost exactly 5 years later. And he got married to a woman named Anna Amelia Anderson.
Okay.
And then they had a son named Gunnar. Damn, he's just got it in. He had a son in 1911, so 3 years.
Shit.
With a girl, and then he had a baby.
Så han var, okej, okay, han kom tillbaka 08, gifte sig snabbt, fick en son som han gav sitt eget namn, vilket är weird. Det är ingen som
I'm
gör
the
så
third. I'm the third, by the way.
Ja, jag vet, men ingen gör så längre, eller hur?
I'm
eller?
The third, my dad's...
Jo, men du, vad heter ditt barn? Vad heter dina barn?
Oh, no, I didn't do it. I'm not doing
nej,
that shit.
Exakt, nej.
But my first name's Albert.
Okay.
So, so, fuck that.
Är du Albert the third?
I'm Albert Jonathan Rollins the third.
Shit.
That's my full name. I should be royalty.
Betyder det, som en avstickare, betyder det att din pappa och hans pappa också hette Albert Jonathan Rollins?
Actually, technically, I don't want to delve too much into this.
Okay.
Technically, okay. I shouldn't be the third. My dad added a middle name to me. He doesn't have a middle name.
So. Okay. Okay.
I should be the first, and he could have just left Albert out of it because he only called me Jonathan.
Okay.
The name he added to.
Yeah, okay.
So he didn't really like Albert either.
Mm.
Long, silly story.
Det är alltid intressant med sådana.
It's weird. So, but I ended that streak. That shit's over.
Eller hur? Men jag tror inte att så många gör det nu. Om jag fick ett barn, jag kommer inte skaffa barn, men om jag fick ett barn, om jag fick en son, skulle jag inte säga såhär, åh, Erik Junior.
So yeah, they he came back, had the baby, and then a year later he planned to return to Burlington. He's like, all right, got the family.
Varför? Med familjen. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he wanted to go and set up and then have the family come. So he goes set up life. Maybe he was just fell in love with Burlington.
Självklart.
He's like, I haven't cut ice in a while.
Nej. Han vaknar på nätterna. Jag måste tillbaka till isen.
It's too warm in Stockholm.
Blocken kallar.
So he planned his return back. He purchased a ticket in Copenhagen.
Mm-hmm.
And he traveled via Esbjerg, Denmark, to Southampton with August Wienerström, a friend of his.
Uh-huh.
And Carl Olof Jansson, they decided to travel together to make their way to the U.S. And then Tengling and Wienerström, the first friend, they shared a cabin on a ship.
Kommer de träffa på? Kommer han få sin dröm uppfyllelse? Han kommer få massa is.
He's on the Titanic, baby.
Vänta, är det de tre som är med i Titanic-filmen? Det är bara det att James Cameron skriver om historien lite. Förbannade usling!
So he was thinking that the third class on the Titanic was as good as first class on most steamers. So he got him a third class ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And then he 8 o'clock at night, he went to his bed about 8 o'clock, and then he got awakened by the shock of a striking of an iceberg.
Men det visste han ju inte då, eller liksom det var det skakade till liksom.
Yeah, he didn't know. And one of the guys, the Wienerström, was a journalist, by the way.
Aha.
Yeah. So yeah, they were
Men jag älskar att de stod och liksom valde så här, pros and cons, typ så här. Ja, men okej, vi kan åka med ångbåten. Men du vet, så här, det går lite långsammare. Så här. Men det är tredje klass. Ja, men nu är det en massa rika där. Ja, men du vet, så här, står och dividerar och så kommer de ändå fram till så här. Ja, men Titanic. Vad fan, vi åker Titanic. Det är det nya, det är det senaste liksom.
It's the one, and if it hits an iceberg, it's gonna make it. That was it was like supposed to be the impenetrable ship. Is what
den var big för, de hade ju klarat sig, vet du det? Har du läst det? Om de inte hade försökt svänga. Om de hade åkt rakt på isberget. Så hade skadan varit så pass liten att de hade kunnat åka vidare och ta sig i hamn.
Oh wow.
Så det var för att de bara började svänga. Så att det skrapades upp mer på sidan och då blev det mer liksom läckage och då kunde de inte kontrollera.
Oh shit. This is what we call in American football Monday morning quarterbacking.
Vad betyder det? Vad är det?
It means after the game is over, you go back and you're like, man, if only he would have done this instead of that, then they would have won.
I
know the captain's like, fuck you, man. I did what I thought was right. Well, if you would have driven through the iceberg like we never, ever say to do. So the Titanic struck the iceberg at I did not. What I'm going to go through now is a probable timeline.
Okay.
Of the next night, that evening, after the timeline. All right, so he went to bed at 8 o'clock. 11:40 p.m., the Titanic strikes the iceberg. Tangling, dozing in bed, feels a jar, a nudge or a thud, as he called it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it wasn't a hard shock. He still got dressed, and he went up with Vinnerström, the mm-hmm. journalist.
Mm-hmm.
And he left his shoes and his life belt in the room.
Idiot.
Yeah.
De två första sakerna jag skulle ha tagit på mig.
Yeah, I heard a thud. I'm in the Titanic.
Jag behöver inte skona. Jag behöver inte livbälte. Men nu ska vi se, vart är min guldfisk?
And going barefoot. Like, why would you go bare? I don't go barefoot down the hall.
Nej.
Like, what? No.
Min näsduk.
What do you bring? So 10 minutes later, 11:50 p.m., Tingling and Vinnerström arrive on sea deck, mm-hmm. and they find it covered with ice.
Ah. Det har jag sett i filmen också. Det är mycket som James Cameron fick rätt där. För det stänkte ju över en massa där.
Well, apparently there's this thing called the Titanica.
Mm-hmm.
And the most popular encyclopedia book in the U.S. is called the Britannica. So they have one called the Titanica that is like an encyclopedia of the Titanic.
Allt som hände på Titanic.
And some of this is from that, where I got this.
Det är lite väl mycket show kring en båt som sjönk så fort. Alltså, det är som vi har Gustav Vasa-museet, alltså Vasa-museet. Yeah. Det är liksom, men det var ett värdelöst skepp liksom.
Yeah, that's true.
Så måste man bara säga, oh, vi har 2 miljoner stories. Ingen har en historia om Viking Line, typ Gabriella eller något liksom. Ingen som vet något om den båten.
The Finnish,
ja.
the Ålands båt.
Exakt.
Nothing.
Ingen vet något. Men Vasa,
And then one night they had a comedian. He bombed the entire night. Ålands skepp.
Så det var varje sida står det så.
Again? He still kept his contract. All right. So it was ice. They asked the passing officer, is there any danger? This is what the officer said. No.
No.
Go back to bed.
Throw your shoes off the rail.
What shoes?
Oh, you left your shoes. Good.
Do you have your life belt?
Throw it out.
So they decided they disobeyed the person, the officer.
De tänkte ändå att det här kan vara farligt, eller?
Yeah, they wanted to take a look. Mm-hmm. He's with a journalist. You know how they are.
There's a story here.
Yeah. Nah. 11:55 p.m., 5 minutes later, unbeknownst to Tingling and Vinnerström, the berth where they're staying has already begun to fill with seawater. They're third class.
Alltså deras hytt. Alltså, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 12 a.m. Now we're on to April 15th.
Day.
12 a.m. Still on sea deck. They've been just hanging out. Sea deck. Oh, I guess it's only 10 minutes later.
Men Gunnar är kvar i hytten. Nej?
Gunnar is with, they're up there walking there on
sea deck. Ja, de är alla där. Okej, okay, jag trodde det bara var...
There's two of them. Vinnerström and Gunnar. Gunnar.
Ja, okej. Okay. Fan, Tingling. Ja, Gunnar, Isidor och Tingling. Jag hade för mig att de var tre. De var bara
There's
två.
A third person, but he roomed with this guy, Vinnerström. So this is all I got in the story.
Okay,
I'm guessing things didn't go too well for the third guy. That's my guess.
Okay. I
haven't heard anything about him.
He's
down there looking for a life belt.
Han dog innan de krockade med isberget.
He just, he got thrown off overboard.
Han gick vilse på första klass däck och blev de spöade skiten när de dog.
Exactly. Still, just stay tuned.
Okay.
Still on sea deck, they witness a multicultural scene. People from a variety of countries in various stages of undress with all types of luggage are all in a state of panic.
Mm-hmm.
So these are people, you know, they woke up in the middle of the night, you know, and they're like, what the fuck is happening? And it's only 10 minutes after the ship hit the iceberg.
Mm.
20 minutes. So certain the unsinkable ship is safe, Tingling and Vinnerström, they watch their antics for over half an hour, amused. So they're like people watching.
Okay.
Sitting on the side of, look at this fucking.
Ah. Shit, ja.
12:40 a.m. So now we're 40 minutes after that. Tengling and Vinnerström decide to return to their berth to get their life belts.
Nu. Efter, okay.
Mm. Yeah, it's been an hour now.
Oh.
It's been an hour. Upon reaching the gangway leading to their berth, they are met with rushing water and and floating crates, ice and coal. Tingling sees a male third class passenger slip into the deluge and drown.
Watch somebody. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so they're on like a mission of people watching right now.
Tror de känner sig dumma nu eller? Efter en timme bara, vi går och hämtar livbälten, lika bra. Var det någon som sa åt dem att gå eller bara de bara fick för sig att gå ner?
No, the officer told them to go back downstairs, don't worry about it. They decided to watch the people panicking.
Ja.
And then they probably got a little bit of a, you know, a dose of the panic.
Det är en sjukt dålig journalist. Jag måste säga det.
Good point. Good point. All right, so they just watched. Now they've seen somebody fucking drown in front of them. So now they decide to go back up top again. Just to make sense. They pass a steward. 3 minutes later, they pass a steward on Scotland Road. Which is the ship long corridor on E deck, and he asks Tingling, who speaks good English by now, because you know he's been cutting ice and farming and shit.
Just stays there, farming.
Thanks to several years spent cowboying in the States as a teen. Yeah, so he says he wants him to be his interpreter.
Okay,
the guy, the steward, and Tingling, of course, he's been people watching. He agrees. Nice guy, you know. And Swedish people like to speak English.
Exakt. I'm like, yes!
Det kan jag.
Men bara farm English. Hi, y'all!
He knows all the crops.
What's be going on over here?
We gonna die. So his people watching, he's interpreting. This guy's he's got everything. 12:55 a.m. Tingling and the steward attempt to convince frightened steerage passengers to go topside.
Alltså längst upp.
Yeah, I guess it's a topside. I don't know much about boat terminology, but I'm gonna guess yeah. And they had little success with that. People just like, nah, we're good. Yeah.
Men de har panik, men de vill inte ta sig längre upp. Eller vadå?
Yeah, I guess so. Or maybe it's too many people up there. I don't know. They don't say why. Then at 1:10 a.m., which is, 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, Tingling follows the steward, who he's translating for, to a saloon filled with Southern European immigrants.
Okay. And Southern European, du är alltså typ...
Spanish,
Italian. Åh, oh, det är Fabrizio i Titanic, den mest stereotypa.
It's
I'm
okay.
Going to America, I'm going to be a millionaire. Han är där, okej.
Okay. The Spanish guy, what's he like?
Ja, exakt. Oj, oj, oj.
So they try to get them upstairs to follow him. But nobody wants to go. They're all getting drunk. They're having a good time.
Exakt, but om baren är öppen...
I'm surprised that Tingling went against his natural Swedish instincts to drink.
Ja, verkligen.
And said, verkligen. I'm gonna go,
han kanske var en sån där god templare, som, alltså nykterist.
Maybe. Maybe, especially moving to Iowa.
Eller hur?
If he liked the drink, he probably would have stopped in New York.
Han var ju, han lämnade ju Sverige för att han inte gillade hur det var. Och förmodligen var det för att alla drack så mycket.
He's like, I want to find people who are around the corn in Iowa.
Som kommer ihåg vad jag säger.
So they couldn't get the people to go with them.
Okay.
And then the steward shut and barred the saloon doors with the drinking passengers still inside.
Ja, och så kan jag kan förstå det. Skyller själv lite också. Alltså,
what?
Jag förstår dem. De vill fortsätta dricka. Men hon kanske är så här, var det hon som stängde? Nej, jo.
It's a guy, I think.
Okay, okay. Han bara, alla kommer inte klara sig.
Pff, now they definitely won't.
Det finns ännu inte till. Han kanske hade hört att så här, livbåtarna kommer inte räcka. Han kollar in. Alla sitter och bara så här, vad fan nu, Djurgården? Man bara, okej, klick, klick.
Djurgården.
Så jag bara stäng liksom.
Imagine that, they're talking Swedish soccer. So between 1:15 and 1:40 a.m. Now on A deck with Vinnerström and the other Swedes.
Okay.
So now you know.
Okay.
We stick together, right?
Verkligen.
Tingling can feel the boat sinking now.
Oof.
Lifeboats 13 and 15 are both being loaded. He boards one and then the other, each time getting off to make room for women and or children.
Nej, vilken gentleman. Han fick plats på en och sen så bara,
women and children.
Kvinna, jag hoppar av. Ja.
Does that happen today?
Nej. Nej. Han var god templare. Han var nykterist. Han var ordningsam.
I wonder if he's still translating for the steward. Like, if it comes down to you and the steward to get on the boat, do you tell him, like, this is going to hell? Like...
Jag kan säga såhär, den här båten kommer följa med skeppet.
So you go to
så ta den andra, jag tar den här.
Grab a violin.
Gå med dem, de sitter och spelar så fint där.
Have you been back to the bar?
Det är bara knacka på, de öppnar och stänger.
I'll lock it behind you. So he's letting the women and children on. Then he sees three lifeboats tip while being lowered.
Okay.
Dropping people into the sea.
Inte med flit.
No. They just tipped over.
Because they're
being dropped down. They're probably trying to go fast, too.
Because
I'm sure it's on ropes. You know what I mean? You got to let the... And they're probably just pulling too fast.
Men det är det. Det är i filmen. Jag ser det i James Cameron-filmen.
Is it? I don't remember that much.
Jo, det är rep. De sjunker ner.
I've never seen Titanic. You know.
Nej, okej.
No, I was watching Remember the Titans.
Kom den samma år? Nej, gjorde den?
I don't know. It's around that time.
Okay.
Actually Titanic came earlier, but that's besides the point.
Okay.
Subsequent boats are lowered on top of the struggling swimmers. So they are just, I'm surprised they're not Swedish, the ones dropping the boat. So hey, it's boat time. Hey, it is what it is. Drop it right on top of people.
Men oj, måste ju vara sån jävla panik också. Men när,
yes,
om en båt,
especially he feels it sinking, so everybody else must feel it.
Men släpper de båten eller hissar de ner båten? För jag tänker att om du hissar ner en livbåt på mig, då kommer jag ta emot med händerna och så kommer jag sjunka ner och så kommer jag bara dra mig upp åt sidan. Hur svårt kan det vara?
Yeah, it sounds like I think people are probably fighting for their lives, man. The water is ice cold. You fall in. Hopefully you don't fall on somebody and like get like you know, concussed or some shit. Then a boat falls on you. Hopefully it falls, you know, bottom first.
I mean, om det går långsamt liksom, att man liksom tar emot och så hamnar man under vattnet.
Oh yeah, then you get in.
Fan drar dig upp liksom.
But I'm thinking obviously they're dropping the boats with people in the boats. Because they said it tipped and people fell into the water.
Undrar hur många som bett av sig tungan. För de är typ såhär,
oh my god.
Och så smällen och sen så bara, herregud.
This is, as I read this, this is terrifying. Like, I can't imagine, this is a nightmare of mine is...
En båtolycka?
Yeah.
Är det? Är det en av dina värsta skräck?
Yeah, it's up there, man.
Oj, oj, oj.
I think so.
Shit. Min är levande begravd.
Oh!
Ja.
It's almost the same.
I mean, jag har lite klaustrofobi. Du vet det här, du bara vaknar upp. Eller
Kill
vaknar
Bill.
Upp, du har märkt att ja, exakt. Jag kan inte röra mig. Och man är under jord. Det måste vara det värsta som finns.
All you have to do is put your fingers on the...
Och sen slå lite. Yeah. Fast jag har hört att man måste träna i månader. Och jag har inte tid för den skiten.
If you think about the training, then it'll help you.
Först måste jag åka till Japan. Och sen måste jag hitta någon klok sensei.
Then you gotta eat rice with your hand.
Exakt. Och sen när allt är klart, bara okej, nu kan ni begrava mig. I got this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so 1:40 to 1:50 a.m. This has only been 2 hours.
Sen krocken?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was 11:40 when it started. So Tang Ling watches the remaining lifeboats being loaded. Mm-hmm. At some point, he hears the sound of shots. Later, he sees a young third-class woman attempt to toss her baby into a lifeboat passenger's outstretched arms. Oof. She missed as the and the baby dropped into the Atlantic. Upon which the mother screams and jumps in after her child.
Oh.
This tragic scene will haunt Tang Ling for the rest of his life.
Hur man ska inte skoja om sånt här. Men hur kastade hon barnet? Var det som så tjejkast eller var det liksom som
I think what we have to remember is you know, in Europe there's a lot of soccer players, you know.
Så att de kan, hon ska ju ha sparkat barnet. Och hade hon sparkat sin baby in i båten så hade babyn levt idag.
It'll be alive.
Yeah, kanske inte,
bend it like Beckham.
Kanske inte helt okej i huvudet efter sparken, men ändå levande liksom.
So, hey, it's alive, right?
Fan vad skabbigt. Oh shit alltså.
Yeah, and he said it haunted him for the rest of his life. So yeah, this must have been a
spoiler, you know, han överlever.
Oh, sorry. I don't know how else we would have found this stuff out.
Det är sant, det är sant. Någon måste ha berättat det. Det är sant.
Okay. The steward was next to him.
The steward was translating.
And then he died.
I
carried his story on.
Han kom ihåg det resten av sitt liv, 2 minuter.
I promise you, he remembered that shit. He just saw it before he died.
It haunted him for the rest of his life.
For the next 15 minutes, he was like, damn, you saw that baby fall?
Did that woman just...
Okay, 1:50 a.m. Mm-hmm. We're at 1:50 a.m. The last wooden lifeboat, boat 4, leaves the Titanic.
Okay.
The lifeboat's all gone. It looked as if we were doomed to perish with the ship, is what he said.
Är Wennerström kvar fortfarande?
We will find out.
Okay.
I don't know. At 2 a.m., the ship is listing heavily. So I guess that means like tilting.
Just that.
Tang Ling spots a group of men readying collapsible A for launch on the starboard boat deck and helps them loosen it from its fastenings. So that's a collapsible, one of those boats that, you know, it's like another type of boat, a collapsible boat.
It's a fällkniv, som en fällbåt, alltså som en någon slags upplås, nej inte upplåsbar, det fanns inte då. Ja, det är inte en lika stor båt säkert.
Right, it's like I got pictures here and it's one of the lifeboats.
Okay.
So but these are collapsible, so that means it just looks like it's not even that deep over the water. It's almost like the same.
Aha, okay.
Here's a picture of it right here.
Så det är typ, det är nästan inte
That's
ens
a big, how big was the Titanic? Jeez.
Det är nästan inte ens en lifeboat. Det är typ en maybe not death boat. det är inget givet liksom.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like it's wooden too.
Det kommer inte hålla. Okej. Okay. Yeah. Så det fanns lite såna också då.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they were ready. I mean, it's good that they had plans. They thought they had this invincible boat, but they also said that they left with too few for all of the passengers, of course.
Just det, de hade kunnat lasta på mycket mer, men de var.
They're like, we got this.
I
think it was
där?
Also to bring more people on too. I think that's what it was.
Ja, men de hade ju kunnat, de halvfyllde ju båtarna. Det känns som att så här, i alla fall i min enda källa till det här är ju Titanic, som jag för övrigt alltså filmen som jag för övrigt såg typ 5-6 gånger på bio när den kom.
Oh, wow.
Jag hade en romantisk jag var kär i en tjej i min klass och hon älskade DiCaprio. Så hon gick och såg den och jag följde med. Så jag såg den här skitmånga gånger. Jag tyckte den var bra också, jag ska inte skylla på henne. Men då är det så att de halvfyller båtarna. Och i filmen så är det som att allting är typ så här, allting är så här etikett typ så här. Åh, men vi får inte sitta för tight, för min rock kanske blir lite smutsig typ. Alltså, jag undrar om det var den grejen, att det var så här, så det var så sjukt aristokratiskt att så här, vi måste ha det bekvämt när vi överlever. Alltså, eller var det bara att de trodde att det skulle...
I'm sure it was like that.
Säkert.
And people accepted their low status in society a lot more back then.
Exakt, de hade kvinnor och barn först, men de hade också typ så här, hur mycket tjänar du? Inte tillräckligt. Nej, okej, okay, då får du dö. Nu skulle vi inte ha kvinnor och barn först, men vi skulle också skita i de så här socialekonomiska värderingarna, tror jag.
Like, who's the best fighter?
Exakt. Vem har tagit MMA-klasser och vem har inte gjort det?
Yeah, exactly. Mm. 2:12 a.m. water covers the boat deck. And collapsible A drifts off before its canvas sides have been pulled up. Tingling steps in or clings to the raft as it floats away and pulls himself aboard. So he kind of gets dragged by the boat. Dozens of others do the same, and the collapsible immediately fills with seawater.
Nay.
Yeah. So unable to sit, Tingling and the others are forced to stand for hours in icy, ankle-deep water.
Ooh!
2:17 a.m., his watch stops.
Vilken konstig detalj.
That's because he got tipped into the sea as others tried to board the collapsible.
Det är när han återberättar. Han kommer hem och bara, och allting sjönk, och du vet så här, kvinnan, hon hoppade ner efter sitt barn. Men vet du vad det värsta var? 2:17. Min klocka. Det är Pulp Fiction. This watch, my grandfather's watch.
You know what my dad went through to get this watch to me?
I don't have time to get into it, but he went through a lot.
In his ass. 5 minutes. He hit this up his ass.
So he was able to get back on the raft, but he had fallen in. Because so many people are trying to get on. Like, it's a panic.
Såklart.
2:20 a.m., he watches the Titanic sink with almost 1,500 people aboard.
Oh.
He said the lights were still burning on the ship as it went down.
Det är så jävla sjukt. 1,500 passagerare var kvar på. Det är ju fan weird alltså. Undrar hur många som dödade andra. Alltså, alla vill ju på livbåtar.
Definitely. He said he heard the shot. You know they shot somebody.
Ja, jag vet. Men tänk dig också när de försöker ta sig upp på båtarna. Alltså, hur
probably
många man liksom...
somebody out and then they drown.
Mm-mm.
And probably feel completely justified for doing it.
Såklart. Eller i stunden. Alltså, yeah. Det lär ju vara ett jobbigt trauma efteråt.
I probably do that murder just so I don't have to remember the mom throwing the baby. Well, I murdered a guy too, so
I had a previous trauma.
For the next 15 minutes, this will haunt me.
But this was an old bearded guy, you know.
He was a dick. I killed the steward. He locked the door on the bar.
Jag hade dödat honom i alla fall.
Exactly. So collapsible A is 200 yards away now. And he hears people on the decks praying, singing and yelling as the ship goes down. He does not hear the band over the noise.
Mm-hmm. Så de ljög.
He probably saw this movie. That's bullshit. Turn this off.
They weren't playing shit.
You know what they played? They played screams.
Det kanske var en sån nutida konstmusik som de började spela. De tog ner och var mer så här. Bara lite så stämning. Passa mer.
Diaphragm. From the diaphragm, people. It was a harmony of screams. All right, so 2:20 to 2:50 a.m. Around 150 people frantically swam around the collapsible, attempting to cling on. This is a nightmare.
Wennerström Gren, journalisten, är han borta? Han
yeah, they haven't mentioned him again.
Han inte, nej, okej.
Those on the craft's edges continuously push them away to avoid being swamped. Tingling hears a tremendous shrieking and groaning, a howling mob with no sanity left, in his words.
Ooh.
Years later, he tells a reporter it sounds just like the animals at the Chicago stockyards.
Ingen av röst.
You know. I bet whoever he said that to was like, Never. I went to the Sears Tower. I never.
Har du någon annan referens? Nej, det var så det lät.
Stockyards.
Det var ju så det
lät. Go to the Stockyards. Come back, we'll finish the interview. What the hell?
Jag kan inte relatera.
He hears three great explosions, after which his raft is pushed away from the site by a 10-foot wave.
Mm-hmm. Var det explosion i vattnet eller? Eller var det fortfarande...
He just said three great explosions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering what that was.
Eller hur?
Because remember in the movie, the ship, once it goes down, it made like a big whirlpool kind of thing?
Ja.
So maybe that's what it was. Maybe there was a pop when the ship finally went under. And then the wave was the pushback.
Ah, säkert.
That's what I'm guessing. But it också, saved him. It sounds like it saved his life.
För de hade ju också mycket... Ja, för då woof, åkte han iväg, eller?
Well, the people were grabbing on to the thing.
Ja, och då fick
there's
de en skjuts.
There's 50 people, or he said 150 people. 150
personer.
On a weak, fragile, fucking collapsible boat.
Hur många är de på? De kan inte vara så många på den. Typ, vad kan det vara? 12, eller?
10? It had to be more than that. They're kind of big. The boats are kind of big.
Mm-hmm. Okej. Okay. Ja, det är en bild. Hur många,
it looks
många...
like about 25 people on
there. Ja, men vi ser att det är den där bilden.
Maybe
som
30 people.
Som referens. 25 pers mot 150, det är ju...
Yeah, it's probably terrifying.
Ja.
And it's like, it's probably hard to tell people to stop.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Ja, det är förmodligen. Hey.
I mean, I'm here. Okay, if I let you on for an hour and I hold a boat for an hour, you gonna let me back on? Let's make a deal.
Jag undrar också om det är de här skorstenarna som fortfarande brinner som får kallt vatten på sig. Jag kan inte fysik, men det borde ju ha någon slags effekt.
It's crazy that you say that because 2:50 to 3:20 a.m. Shoeless feet submerged, because remember he left his fucking shoes in his room. So his bare feet have been submerged underwater. He has no feeling in his hands or feet.
Nej.
I don't know what he did to his hands.
They were chopped off.
He's rowing.
I've
been holding 150 people underwater.
Så många huvuden. Vad är det med det spelet när det poppar upp så här och man måste slå ner med
whack-a-mole.
Han har high score.
The circulation in his feet will be permanently impaired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dozens on the collapsible succumb to exposure. As they die, their corpses are thrown overboard and people in the water take their place.
Vadå, en gång till? Alltså att de ramlar ihop för att de...
Dozens var... on the collapsible succumb to exposure, I guess, to the elements?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. They're talking so weird, man.
Exposure.
I don't know what...
Exposure?
Exposure, yeah.
Låter som att de har blottat sig.
They flashed. Check this out.
It's konstigt tillfälle. It's a konstig fetish.
So basically, to surrender or give up to an overwhelming force is the definition I see here.
Aha, exposed.
No, nej. Succumb to exposure.
Succumb to exposure. So aha, like, de bara, ja, fuck it.
Okay. I guess faint and fucking die. I've heard of people like falling from a building, but they say they died before they hit the ground.
Just det.
Mm. And that could be the same type of phenomenon.
Vadå, så att, och då fanns det plats, då kunde folk fylla på, eller?
Yeah, they're like, oh shit, maybe they scared the shit out of people to help out.
Typ, han står där Gunnar och bara, det finns ingen plats, det finns det finns en plats.
And you know, in Swedish, he's like, you weren't here first. Come on, take a number like Coop. Four in the raft, three men and the one woman go insane, he said.
Mm.
So there was there was one woman in the raft, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Three men and then the one woman in the raft went insane on the boat. This is only in a couple hours, man. Lifeboat 14, at 3:20 a.m., lifeboat 14, helmed by 5th Officer Harold Lowe, pulls alongside collapsible A.
Oh, är det han? Han är ju med i filmen. Han är med i... Det är helt sjukt. Lowe, jag tror att det är han. Han är med i filmen. Han är även med, fast de nämner inte att det är han, i den här Dunkirk. För att Lowe överlever, och när han blir gammal så ger han sig ut med sina söner och hjälper till att hämta brittiska soldater i Dunkirk.
Oh, wow!
Ja, jag tror att det är han. Jag tror att det är han.
Okej.
Okay. Så han är en av dem. Så det är han och Gunnar.
Wait, Gunnar, no. Lo is in Lifeboat 14.
Ja, oh, okej. Okay.
Ah, so okay. He's going to collect people.
Ja, 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 okej. Ja, jag tror han var
där. So that's his thing.
Ah. Yeah. Okej, okay. Ja. Mm, okay.
Only 13 survivors remain alive on the partially submerged raft.
God damn.
Mm-hmm. Lo takes them aboard, later testifying to the Senate inquiry. Of course there's a Senate inquiry. Another 3 minutes later and they would have been down. Like this, the boat would have sunk. The
3 minuter?
Yeah, he said 3 minutes. He's probably exaggerating for effect. He probably saw the cameras in there and the stenographer like, write this down.
Eller hur, eller hur?
There's just 3 more minutes, it would have been over.
Men, och den här kvinnan...
She had died. The only woman on the boat died.
Ah,
oh, no, she went insane.
Hon blev galen.
Yeah.
Men om du sitter på en båt med 3 män... och de sitter och mansplainar...
You see, in 5 minutes. I think it might be 3. Listen, I know this stuff.
Jag är rätt säker på att fötterna klarar sig ett tag till.
Listen here, sweetheart. So he testified that in 3 minutes it would have gone down. Quartermaster Arthur Bright, looking on from Collapsible D, which is towed behind the safety boat 14, testified that Collapsible A was awash, just flush with the water. So they're just standing on a boat that is, you know, it's basically like a piece of wood in the water. And for his part, Tangaline has no memory of the transfer or ever being on boat 14.
Okay, han, men det fattar man ju. Typ om man bara så blir upplockad och någon bara lägger en filt runt om.
Yeah.
Då lär man ju bara typ.
He probably went in shock. He said he doesn't remember being on that boat.
So nej.
He probably... With his feet frozen and his hands frozen and shit. And murdering all those people that he had to murder exactly. On the way here. I don't know.
Han kommer ihåg allt det.
So 4 a.m. Carpathia arrives at Titanic site and begins rescuing survivors. So he's on lifeboat 14. And then the Carpathia, that's the big ship that comes in. 7:15 a.m. This is 3 hours after the Carpathia starts rescuing. Lifeboat 14 reaches Carpathia. So he just rode in a boat. Doesn't remember any of this shit. 3 hours, he's in shock. Tangaline is lifted aboard, given food, blankets, and a hot drink. Considering his physical state, he's most likely taken to third-class dining saloon. The last saloon he was in before that, I don't know if you remember, they locked a bunch of people in.
Just det. Han lär ju vara assugen på att gå in där.
Don't lock the door, please. Karma's a bitch.
Gå in här.
And he was examined by Hungarian doctor Erped Lingiel. I hope I said that right. I tried.
7:30.
Erpad is not around anymore. 7:30 to 8 a.m. Apparently somewhat recovered. Tingling watches from the rail as the remain. He's this motherfucker always watching people.
Han älskar att göra det.
Yeah, he's a people watcher.
Peeping Tom.
He watched from the rail, exposed. And, no, I'm just kidding. And as the remaining lifeboats are picked up. And these are his words. The ocean was carpeted with dead.
Oh, fy fan. Det är fan... Det var sant.
That's what he told the Iowa journalist 10 days later. There were corpses floating everywhere. He sees a large iceberg of most peculiar formation with a big gash in it. And he thinks that must be the iceberg.
Vänta. Jag bara backar långt här nu. Var är hans familj? Är de kvar i Sverige?
Yeah, he went by himself to go get life set up.
Aha, så var det.
Set up for them, and he went with his 2 Swedish friends.
Och hinna avsluta med sin amerikanska fru, såklart.
I don't know.
Det är klart. Älskling, vänta här. Jag åker med Titanic. Du kan ta steamskepp. Jag ska bara så komma för det.
The ice won't cut itself, honey. April 18, 1912, at 8:37 p.m., the Carpathia sails into New York Harbor.
Yeah.
That's where he should have gone to in the first place.
Just det.
Oh, no, he didn't make it to Iowa. 9:35 to midnight, the Titanic survivors begin to disembark by class, of course.
Såklart. Ja, ja. Rätt ska vara rätt.
This is insane that they're still... Like, the ship crashing should dismantle all the whole
och
premise of class.
Alla eventuella tredjeklasspassagerare har haft en... Alltså, en otroligt mycket sämre upplevelse förmodligen.
Yes.
De där har suttit och druckit te typ i livbåtarna.
So true. And they have fought off 150 people on a wooden piece slate that's about to go under. Basically. Fuck that shit. They're greeted by tens of thousands of onlookers and press, of course, even in 1912, man. April 19th, survivors continue to disembark Pier 54 on West 13th Street. Upon leaving the Carpathia, Tang Lin and nine other Swedish survivors, including Vennerström.
Yes! Yes!
Woo! They're met by the Salvation Army representatives and taken to the Salvation Army Training College, then located on West 14th Street. There, Tang Lin is temporarily housed and gifted with $10, a suit, an overcoat, other clothes, and a first-class train ticket to Burlington, Iowa.
Worth it.
At some point, he also receives $25 from a second relief committee and $5 from a man who's giving away money right and left, in his words.
Right and
left.
I also got
$5 from a man who's giving away money right and left. what'd you have to do for the money?
Exactly. Han ville att jag skulle göra saker and expose myself och saker, men det var ju värt det. I did some exposure.
10:30 a.m. The United States Senate inquiry into the disaster begins. Wow, only 3 of the 86 witnesses are from steerage, even though their group sustained the heaviest losses, 537 losses.
Men ändå rätt mycket pengar.
709 people.
Jättemycket pengar, är inte det? $20 plus 25 plus sporadiska
in 1912.
$6, $5. Det är ju skit, det är typ 130,000 eller någonting. Jättemycket.
I'm gonna show you a picture. Gunnar Tang Lin. Is this is him right here, man.
Oh, jävlar, vänta. Är det Vennerström i mitten? Han ser väldigt
Tang Lin seated at the right with 2 Salvation Army officers and 3 other Swedish survivors in New York City, it says.
När är det taget? Är det typ några timmar efter, eller? Nej.
No, it's just some of the survivors. Maybe they had a reunion. Hey, man, you coming to the 10-year?
Remember the woman?
That bitch crazy. Remember the woman.
Hoppa efter barnet.
Oh, that woman.
Ja, nej, inte de galna. Ja.
Hoppa efter barnet. You just rid yourself of 18 years of responsibility.
Kan vi inte se oss och prata om gamla goda tiderna? Hoppande kvinnan.
Did you forget? Tang Lin, Vennerström, and fellow Swedish survivors Johan Asplund, shout out to old Johan, and Carl Jansson. That was his friend too, right?
Carl Jansson. Var det han den tredje? Var det?
I think so. I photographed together at a studio down the street from the training college. The photos are made into postcards. Later, Tang Lin begins his 2-day journey to Iowa, taking the Grand Trunk Railway to Chicago, and then presumably transferring to Burlington.
Vad sjukt att han fortsätter med sin plan. Fattar du? Om du har gjort allt det här och sen bara, okej, sätt dig på tåget och bara, okej, vart var jag nu? Just det, Iowa.
You know what? I gotta cut that ice, man.
A little bump in the road, but now we're back on track. Men vart är Vennerström? Jag vill höra typ den konversationen när Gunnar bara, hej, fan, du klarar dig, vart var du? Nej, jag var i den här livbåten, du vet. Jag fick gratis smörgåsar och kaffe och grejer. Det känns som att Vennerströms berättelse... det låter inte som att han hade lika dramatiskt. Det är mer
såhär... Yeah, he was just like, I pretended I was first class.
Ja.
I told him to. But Gunnar didn't listen to me.
I stole a bow tie.
I stole a bow tie and an ID. A passport. I killed the right man. Historian David Wendell told Patch.com in a 2012 interview that 17 people from Iowa, or who listed Iowa as their final destination, were aboard the Titanic on its final voyage.
Huh.
Only 2 of the 17 survived.
Ah.
In Sweden, his relatives, due to a misunderstanding, believed that he was dead. They just, all right, well, he's gone. And then they got a telegram home from him. And then they understood that he was alive.
Hur länge trodde de att han var död? Det står inte, va?
No, it doesn't say how long. It just says that they just thought he was dead. They were just like, well,
Jesus.
Gone or gone. He later became a plant engineer at the old Shower Brothers plant. And one time
Shower Brothers?
Like, yeah, Showers Brothers.
Jag vill veta mer.
We just wash people. at one time he was a gas maker in the utilities plant that supplied Burlingtonians with gas. He made gas. He also worked for a time in Burlington Railroad shop. So he's just like a working class dude, man.
Riktig blue collar guy.
In 1937, he was the first man to be hired by the firm J.I. Case when the firm came to the city, and for whom he worked as a millwright after 22 years. In 1959, he retired.
Vad är det? Är det en advokatbyrå om man säger firm, eller? Nej? Det kan vara vad som helst.
It said worked as a millwright, so...
Vad är det? Millwright?
Millwright, known as industrial mechanic, is a tradesperson who installs, maintains and repairs stationary industrial machinery.
Just det.
Mm. Okay, so he was a... Man, a hands-on, like, working class dude, man.
Ja. Okay, och sen så...
After 60, Tang Lin lived out his retirement with his wife at 1321 Burlington. Mrs. Tang Lin died March 11, 1968. I don't know if it's... It must be the same woman.
Det är klart det. De fick väl telegrammet och sen åkte hon över, antar jag. Förmodligen inte... Jo, med båt, förmodligen.
She can't get a plane ticket.
Hon väntade tills planen kom.
After 60 years apart in 1972, Tang Lin was visited by his brother Einar, who was 79, and his great-nephew Rune, mm-hmm. and they called him Ron, who was 32, who acted as an interpreter between the two men because Gunnar's English, apparently, was better than his Swedish.
Aha, tappat bort den svenska där.
Yeah, he died at 6 p.m. Wednesday, February 6, 1974, in Burlington Memorial to Memorial Hospital, age 68. He was a Protestant, and he was buried at Aspen Grove Cemetery on Saturday, February 9th, 1974, following a service at Prug's Chapel, conducted by Reverend Donald Turkelson. He was survived by his son, Gunnar, who died in 1996, and he had 3 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren.
Hmm.
Yeah, so.
Så de lever kvar.
Yeah, man. That's the story of Gunnar Tang Lin. Oh. Gunnar Isidor Tang Lin.
Just det. Och nu...
A Swedish survivor of the Titanic.
Och förfader till komiker och trollkaren Isidor.
Isidor Oldbjork.
Exakt.
So yeah, that's it, man. That's the,
snyggt, bra.
The first history story that I will get to read to you in the series. And this is fun and I look forward to doing more, man.
Väl berättat. Det här var jättekul. Det är som en godnattsaga, men ingen kommer somna.
And when you close your eyes, you're gonna see a woman throwing her baby overboard. And then jumping after. Imagine that. She's like angry at the person who didn't catch the baby. Like, mother, goddamn, now I gotta
perfekt
jump.
Perfekt kast.
I did everything right.
De står så här och är beredda att ta emot, och så är någon så här, some cheese, och så bara, yes, of course.
Plopp,
fuff, bara flyger förbi. Jävla svin i första klass, alltså.
Man. Yeah, man.
Snyggt.
So, it was good stuff.
Oof. Bra.
All right, well, thanks for checking this out. It's been Jonathan Rollins.
Och Erik Broström.
And we'll catch you next time on this Teach Me Sweden.
Yeah.
See you. Hej då.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.